Life, Love, Faith, and Family is sponsored by the generosity of CityServe. Please go to cityserve.us to learn more about this amazing organization that works in cities across America and internationally. CityServe works through your local church to bless the underserved with their 10 initiatives. Go to cityserve.us to find out more and to bless them, won't you?
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. I'm Jim Kress, and on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for making us a part of your day. We appreciate your time and support for what we do to help you grow better relationships and a deeper faith. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 for information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events. And if you like what you hear on today's broadcast, tell a friend and join us on social media for more content. Just go to timclinton.com to find out more. Now, let's join our host, president of the AACC, licensed professional counselor and marriage and family therapist, Dr. Tim Clinton.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a division of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the AACC, co-host here at LLFF. Life, Love, Faith, and Family, along with my son, Zach. Hey, thank you for joining us today. Our topic, a crown that lasts. You're not your label. Our special guest, I think you're going to love her, Demi Lee Tebow. Ladies, by the way, I want to encourage you to turn this one up. This is a special program. By the way, if you have a woman in your life, I think you should turn it up too. Demi is the founder of the Tebow Group. As an entrepreneur, influencer, model, and philanthropist, Demi Lee Tebow utilizes her platform as Miss South Africa and Miss Universe to educate and inspire on a global scale. While traveling the world and representing South Africa on an international stage, she witnessed the universal need of every individual to be heard, loved, and valued. Always a community-minded leader, she aims to leverage her platform to fight for those who cannot fight for themselves. And I think you'll understand why when you hear her story. After surviving an attempted carjacking, she founded the Unbreakable Campaign to educate and empower women by equipping them with skills and knowledge to be able to handle dangerous situations. You know, I've interviewed Tim a few times over the years, and he's spoken for us a lot, but this time, we're going to get the real boss to show up on the program. I want to welcome in our special guest, Demi Lee Tebow. All right, Demi, what a delight to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here, Tim.
I love the work that God's doing in and through you and your husband, Tim. Must be a little wild around the Tebow house. I saw where you have three furry creatures. That's pretty crazy.
We do. I have, let's just say, a couple of little Roomba robots going at the same time to keep up with all the dog hair, but we wouldn't have it any other way. You know, when we first got married, I think I was a little more set on being perfect over being present. And well, now a couple years growing and just learning and getting better, I actually have a sign up at our front door that says, "Welcome. I hope you like dog hair." So if you ever get to visit us, just know you might get a little dog hair on your clothes.
Demi, I want to congratulate you on your new book, A Crown That Lasts. You're not your label. I know that you have a real heart for women. You recently did an event with my wife, Julie, the Extraordinary Women Conference, and I heard a little bit of your story, but this book is very vulnerable. I think it's very personal. You share a lot of behind-the-scenes type things, your setbacks, your trauma, your insecurities, your fear, which was I found it very inspiring. But what's your mission? What's your vision? What do you hope to accomplish through the book?
Yeah, thank you, Tim. I mean, that's such a great compliment. You know, being a first-time author, I definitely have a lot to learn. But, you know, Tim, there's so much of this book that I don't necessarily feel worthy of sharing. However, I do feel very called to share this message. This book stemmed from a time in my life where I truly rooted a lot of what I thought made me worthy, made me valuable, in something that was absolutely temporary, something that did not last. And that's where the title stems from, a crown that lasts. You are not your label. And I hope every woman, every person that reads this book will walk away feeling like they are able to claim their true God-given identity and that they are able to walk in that God-given identity with the utmost confidence.
Demi, the pageant world's pretty rough. I don't know a lot about it, but I've seen some of what goes on behind the scenes. It's pretty challenging. But you were crowned Miss South Africa and then went on, became Miss Universe. That's a pretty big deal. We celebrate that with you. But what was it like growing up in South Africa, and when did you come to Christ?
Tim, I grew up in a very small town called Sedgefield in South Africa. Now, it's literally based in the Garden Route. And if you imagine a Garden Route, it literally looks like a beautiful landscape, luscious area. We have one traffic light in our little small town. I grew up grocery shopping on the local farmer's market every Saturday morning. And after winning Miss Universe, I moved to the Big Apple, New York City. And that was quite the transition. I'm sure you could only imagine. I'm so grateful for that opportunity. You know, I always say I feel like that was not just a personal victory, but a victory for my whole country and a victory for every young person that's ever had a dream. However, one thing that I would like to add is chasing our dreams and, you know, aiming for that degree or that corner office or that promotion or, you know, maybe that marriage is not a bad thing, but let's make sure that we use those things as a vessel to live out our purpose and not as purpose itself. I think that was the mistake I made, and that was a mistake I had to learn from after eventually giving back my crown. Tim, you asked me about how I came to my faith. Well, I pretty much grew up in a Christian household, really two Christian homes. And my parents were divorced when I was really young. That also allowed me to grow up in kind of different denominations across the country. And I had grown up as a believer. I knew the Lord. I knew the Bible. I had memorized scripture. But I think what was missing was a personal relationship, knowing that I don't just get to have knowledge of some Bible stories, but that gets to be a reality in my own life. And it unfortunately took a moment of really kind of my faith being rattled, where a friend of ours passed away in 11th grade, very tragically, and it just truly rattled our whole peer group. We got together on the sports field with our youth pastor to pray over his family and to pray over his loved ones. And it was just a very, very sad moment. And I realized, standing there on that sports field, thinking to myself, Demi, if you pass away today, where do you spend eternity? And Tim, I couldn't tell you straight up, I know I am going to heaven. And our pastor presented an opportunity and said, hey, it's kind of like he was reading my mind, said, hey, you know what? If there's anyone that is unsure of where they will spend eternity today, I want to be able to pray with you. Will you please come forward and let me pray with you? And Tim, I knew in that moment that I never want to doubt my faith, that I never want to doubt my relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, ever again. And I said, me. I raised my hand, I stepped forward, and he got to pray with me. And I know that from that day forward, I never got to or had to doubt where I get to spend eternity and what my eternal crown is based in.
I love that story, Demi.
Best decision I ever made.
Amen. You know, Demi, you open up the book, again, the new book called A Crown That Lasts, with a fun story. You were sharing about giving over your crown, Miss Universe, and felt almost completely lost in that moment after that happened. Literally, you're trying to figure out how to get back to your room, et cetera. But you also shared an incident that happened at the airport with your new boyfriend, Tim Tebow. I want you to take us back there and tell us about that.
Oh, yes. I write this in the introduction. And honestly, it's one of my favorite parts in the book that I got to write. Listen, Tim, I just handed over this title and I have nothing. I gave back my crown. I don't have anything to really show for it, you know, other than the title I used to carry, maybe the label on my suitcase that still read Miss Universe. And I just remember grabbing as many program books with my face on them as I possibly could fit into my suitcase. Well, I got to the airport and long story short, my bags were totally overweight. I had about 6 suitcases and I was only allowed 1. You can just imagine the mess and the chaos that created. I stuffed all of those program books that weighed a ton into my poor boyfriend, who I'm still trying to impress here, mind you, into his suit bag. And, well, we're just through security, and that bag rips and tears, and there's program books with my face on them all over the airport floor. I write about that moment. That was kind of the beginning of a really big waiting season for me, Tim. I entered a season of really not knowing what's next. And, you know, maybe you haven't been Miss Universe, Tim, but I'm sure that there's been a moment in your life that you've worked really hard for, yeah, that you prepared a lot for, that you prayed a lot for. And maybe that moment came to an end. Maybe that moment came to a transition of some sort. And you know, you face that question of what's next. That waiting season was a hard season in my book. I divide my book into 4 sections called Dig, Plant, Grow, and Flourish. And when you think of digging, it's messy, it's ugly, it's sweaty, it's not fun necessarily, but it's needed. It's needed to put in the work to untangle those messy roots of our identity before we get to go and plant new seeds of truth in our own lives. And so, yeah, love that part in the book that I got to write about. Definitely a fun story and the beginning of a hard season, but I walk my readers through how I got through that season. And I have a whole list of things that I walk through practically. And 2 of the things that really helped me work through that waiting season was to take the focus off of myself by serving someone else. There's so many ways that we get to do that, Tim. And sometimes we try to make that harder than it's supposed to be, but just taking that focus off of ourselves and putting it on someone else. And the second thing that I did was, well, actually that I didn't do was I did not have a good community around me. I did not have good people around me that could point me back to the truth. And I think that waiting season might have been a whole lot easier if I had a community of wise, discerning friends around me.
Demi, I want to go a little bit deeper into your story. What I love, again, about your book is how deeply vulnerable and personal you got in the book. And you tell a little about your sister, Franya. Could you share with our listening audience a little bit about how special she was to you, how she came into the world and what you were expecting, and then the journey?
Yeah. Tim, thank you for asking about her. She is such a special person in my life. Franya has unfortunately gone to heaven. She passed away in 2019, as I know you know. Franya was born with severe special needs and disabilities. I was so excited to be a big sister when I got the news that I was going to be a big sister. I mean, you can just imagine the makeup parties and the dress-up parties that I was planning, and I was going to teach her all about field hockey and netball, which are the popular sports in South Africa. And I had all these plans as a big sister. I was about 10, 11 years her senior. And Franya got, she came into the world, and 4 months into Franya's life, she was diagnosed with a brain dysgenesis that was threefold. And part of that was that she was born with cerebellar agenesis, which means that she was born without a small brain. Now your small brain, long story short, correlates and coordinates your whole nerve and muscular system. So anything that requires muscle control or muscle usage, she did not have that capability. That's everything from walking to something that seems as simple as swallowing. Franya's life was very difficult, Tim. There was a time in her life where, you know, she suffered having 42 seizures in a 24-hour period. And as a teenager working through my sister's diagnosis, that was very hard, and that left me with truly so many questions, so many, once again, why questions. Lord, what is the purpose of this? What is the purpose of Franya's life? Why is this allowed? And, you know, I I had to come to the grips that I can choose to question God for the rest of my life, or I can choose to trust him with Franya's life. And, you know, I truly believe that I am not going to know the full extent and the full purpose that Franya's life served, but I am going to trust that it was beautiful and that it was perfect and that the Lord used that for good. One of the ways that he has given me just a small glimpse into the purpose Franya's life served was she was actually my and my husband's little matchmaker, mind you. My little sister introduced me to my husband.
Yes, so, indeed. I saw that.
Yeah. So between the work that the Tim Tebow Foundation does for people with special needs and disabilities all over the world, one of the initiatives is called Night to Shine, and it's a worldwide celebration for people with special needs and disabilities. And Franya was invited to Night to Shine because it's hosted in 56 countries up to date, and South Africa is one of them. Franya was unfortunately too weak and too ill to be able to physically attend. But long story short, that introduced me to my husband. And even though Franya didn't go to Night to Shine, Tim and I continue talking. And, well, it doesn't seem like we've stopped, so.
Demi Lee, when you grew up in South Africa, it was pretty dangerous over there. And I think probably that were put some of the seeds for advocating for women and children, because you wanted to give a voice to those who feel vulnerable, at risk, and more. But you tell a story in the book that it's kind of like a page. It's like, whoa, what just happened? Tell our listeners a little bit about what happened to you in this whole carjacking scene and how it played into your life.
Tim, South Africa is my home country. I love my country so much, but, you know, to be blind to some of the faults that we have would not be wise. Unfortunately, crime is a big issue that we face and deal with in South Africa, and especially crime against women and children. I grew up my whole life. My dad sent me on safety driving courses and self-defense courses before I was even ever allowed to operate a vehicle. I stopped at a red traffic light. I was surrounded by multiple men. Some of them were armed. They pointed a gun to my head. And to make a long story short, I write a whole chapter about this event, but I managed to get away from the situation by fighting my way out. And the most traumatic part of the situation, believe it or not, was not having a gun to my head, but was running up a big avenue, half past five in the afternoon, broad daylight, and nobody would stop to assist me. Nobody would stop to help me. Some people had their windows open. They could hear what I was saying. A young girl, she was 19 years old at the time, stopped eventually after knocking on window after window, and she led me to safety. And Tim, I'm thankful for that young girl. For multiple reasons, of course, because she led me to safety in that moment, but more so, she opened my eyes to something I did not know existed in the year 2017 when this took place. I don't know what my perpetrator's intent was. I don't know, you know, what their goal was. I just know that it wasn't good. That woman stopped and she helped me, and she led me to realizing that I never want to be one of the cars that turned a blind eye, that pretended not to hear, that pretended not to see, but the one that stopped and used what she had with where she was at to make an impact and to make a difference. It can be as easy as just showing up with the gifts that you have been given to make an impact. The Lord can use what you have with where you're at. And that's the way that the body of Christ is made up. So I'm thankful for her for so many reasons, but mostly that she opened my eyes to be able to serve right where I am at.
That chapter was entitled Be That Girl. I found it very empowering, very encouraging. But what a scary story, Demi Lee. I'm telling you, that was... we're fighting time here a little bit. Julie would say, Tim, be sure to ask her what her wedding was like and what it's like at the Tim Tebow household down there.
You can probably hear my dog barking in the background. It's about to be dinner time.
I love it.
5 p.m. and he's not going to make me be late for that. So you asked about our wedding. I can't believe it's nearly been 5 years, but yes. it was the best day, the most beautiful day ever. Actually, you know what? It actually was a pretty big disaster the day before.
I read that.
Let me just be honest with you. Yes, we had gale force winds. They call it the Cape of Good Hope, but we also have the Cape of Storms in South Africa. We got married in my home country, South Africa, and Cape Town is such a special place to both Tim and I. Thankfully, the rain cleared up. It was still very windy. My dad and I had to cling to my poor veil, like it was. I thought it was going to be a kite taking off into that wind, but it was the most beautiful day, and I'm so grateful. I think that's where I learned to be present instead of being just perfect.
You know, Demi, you opened up the broadcast talking about that very thing, and it really began to resonate with me, because we often feel like if things don't go perfect for us, then it's a disaster, and we miss the moments and the beauty in those moments. Things like you're talking about, your dad holding onto your veil. You'll never forget that. And that puts great joy in your heart. I know we're fighting time. You close out the book on a piece called Say No to Celery. And I got it. Those perishable crowns versus what the Apostle Paul said, a crown that's unperishable, imperishable.
Right.
Demi, close us out. There may be a woman or some women out there listening right now who feel hopeless, lost.
Yeah.
They need encouragement. They need hope. What do you say to them?
Yeah, Paul's writing to the Church of Corinth, and he's saying, hey, guys, don't chase those perishable crowns. He's, of course, referring to the athletes competing for a crown at the Isthmian Games as a rival to, as we know, at the Olympic Games. Well, these athletes would be willing to put their lives on the line to win this crown. But Tim, it wasn't a crown like mine. It wasn't made of diamonds and pearls. It was made up of celery leaves, or depending on the season, olive tree or maybe pine tree leaves. And listen, I don't know about your refrigerator drawer, but celery leaves don't last around here very long. So basically what those athletes were chasing, were willing to put their lives on the line for, was, let's just call it what it is, a head salad, okay? They were chasing a head salad, not a crown like mine and yours. And, you know, chasing those things, winning those games, getting that corner office, getting that degree, getting those accolades, those prizes, Tim, they are not bad things. But when we root our identity in the things that are temporary, at some point we are going to face a roller coaster of emotions, of doubt, of insecurity, of unanswered questions. You know, who we are as a person is made up of our life circumstances. And if we root our identity in our life circumstances, at some point or another, we're going to get on a crazy roller coaster of emotions. And I've had to realize, Tim, that I, to truly, truly have confidence in who I am, I have to root that in something, or I learned someone that is always trustworthy, fixed, never changing, and bigger than myself. And I have not been able to find anyone or anything other than to root that in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and who He says I am. He says I am worthy. He says I am capable. He says I am His beloved. He thinks of me all the time. He values me. And in His eyes, I have a perfect plan for my life. And to whoever is listening to this today, I hope that you know that that is the way that your Creator thinks about you every single day.
I think that book's going to become an instant bestseller. It's called A Crown That Lasts. You're not your label. Now that all makes sense. It really does. It's beautiful. Demi, hey, got to ask you, what's on the horizon for you and Tim? By the way, I did see a few love notes in the back of the book from Tim and you, and a little word about strawberries and all kinds of things back there. It made me laugh.
Thank you so much, Tim. Yes, we're excited to be able to spend some time with our family. It's a busy season for everything that we are allowed and being able to be a part of through the Tim Tebow Foundation and the work that we get to do and the people, most importantly, that we get to serve every day. You know, Tim, the people that we get to serve daily is, unfortunately, we don't just get to serve them on our timeline, but on their timeline. And that is urgent because they need us now, not tomorrow, not next week. So grateful, and that's a big part of our focus.
If people want to pre-order the book, where can they go, Demi, real quick?
Yeah, any Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the bookstores, go and find that at DemiTebow.com or any Demi Tebow social media handles.
Hey, on behalf of my son, Zach, and our entire team here at the American Association of Christian Counselors, I want to thank you for joining us. Can't wait to see how God's going to continue to use you for such a time as this. Demi Lee Tebow, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, in closing, my son Zach and I come to you every day right here to help bring a word of hope and encouragement to you and to help strengthen your life, love, and relationships with God and those closest to you. Know this, that God loves you and that He's there for you. Again, you've been listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family with Dr. Tim Clinton and Zach Clinton. We love being a part of your life. For more information, visit us at timclinton.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, God's richest blessings to you all. Join us again next time, and don't forget to go to timclinton.com to contact us, or give us a call. You can call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 for information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events. That's 800-526-8673. I'm Jim Kress. Thanks again for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Life, Love, Faith, and Family is sponsored by the generosity of CityServe. Please go to cityserve.us to learn more about this amazing organization that works in cities across America and internationally. CityServe works through your local church to bless the underserved with their 10 initiatives. Go to cityserve.us to find out more and to bless them, won't you?